Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, now that we've got that straightened out, 7 past the hour, this is the end of the third week of July, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, on the air with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And I'm losing my throat connection to you, so I'm going to ask you to go through the stories quickly, and I'll listen.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're having a throat problem. I hope it cures itself, because I don't have that much to say today. We have Major
League. Thank you.
I'll cover, because there's so much. There really is so much stuff happening this week. This has been an amazing week of news stories upon news stories. Journalists have been going crazy. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the woman slain by the Minnesota cop and the Saudi miniskirt controversy. Those are tied. At number 8, the season debut of Game of Thrones, which I think I better get around to checking that out. At number 7, the O.J. prison release hearing, sort of a daytime drama that many, many folks across the nation on many channels witnessed live. Number 6, the USPS Clinton campaign scandal. At number 5, U.S. to end Syrian arms deal. At number 4, blockbuster, McCain's cancer diagnosis. At number 3, the Trump approval rating and just the general feeling about Donald Trump as president. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the fate of Obamacare tied with the GOP health care plan. And that's just the top 10. On the people list, we have Justin Rutzik at number 10. At number 9, O.J. Simpson and Arnell Simpson. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. At number 7, John Huntsman. At number 6, Vladimir Putin. Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner are tied at 5. I'm sure they wish they weren't. At number 4, Donald Trump Jr. is tied with Natalia Veselnitskaya. At number 3, John McCain. At number 2, Mitch McConnell. At number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
So the whole business about Trump and the approval rating, which is number 3 this week, Michael, from your perspective, the respect that he's being shown or not being shown, is some people say is not deserving of respect, but the office, people still say, oh, I respect the office of the presidency, but I don't respect him. There is such a line, and it's a broad line of people who like him, support him, and think he's getting a raw deal from those who don't like him. There is this sort of assumed role the president is to play, and having the respect of the nation. I guess it depends on how you define respect. Isn't that kind of what it boils down to? What we were brought up to believe is respectful. I don't believe that most of the material that I see in the mainstream media is very respectful of him. And then you say, well, he's not respectful of them, which came first, the chicken or
the
egg?
Let me ask you a question. Clear your head of all subjectivity and listen to my question. If the what you call the mainstream media were very, very respectful and polite and pro-Trump, what would you think of them?
I wouldn't think. I think that the problem with this country is that we have bias and we have non-objective. You use the term journalists, a lot of journalists. I don't see much journalism. I don't see what I grew up and what you grew up on as journalism, investigative reporting, whatever it is. I don't see that much anymore. I see pejorative thinking. I see one-sidedness. I hear from people who build their thought process on fake news and what's on blogs. And it just isn't so we're in this conundrum of not really knowing what the facts are. And I think that a lot of things that get said about Trump are based on what people read in a cursory fashion from people who don't like him. I'm not here to apologize for him.
But
I think a lot of the things he's done have been dumb. And
right.
I think his attitude toward the job is cavalier. However, is he all bad? No. He's not. And, okay. and that's what you get from reading most of it. I mean, I can go through my 14 sources that I read every day, and there's one headline. I've never seen anything like it. Day after day after day, week after week, month after month. It's the same kind of stuff. Shots here, shots there. And
But so, know, basically, basically what you're saying, I mean, you're mixing two issues here. One is there a duty on the part of the press to be respectful to the president, no matter whom it is?
No. No, there isn't. But
and the other thing is, you obviously disagree with those who think Trump is doing an outrageously bad job.
I don't disagree. I think that's not what I'm saying.
But
I think he's doing outrageous. Well, so I'll clarify it. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job in communicating. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job because he's simplistic in his thinking about some things. In that way, I think, but I think there are some things, the regulations that he is having his people overview, the 400 and some odd regulations that have been dismissed, many of them, if not most of them, were unnecessary. We're becoming a state, the police mentality and the control and authoritarianism. I don't just, there's too much, it just is uncomfortable. Where we were, the pendulum had gone too far as I was concerned, in one direction. Now it's gone too far in the other direction. When do we come to the meeting of the minds? Are we ever going to do that anymore? I think I said this to you a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about his popularity and his approval rating is the number three item this week on the countdown. There are 40% of the population who's solidly behind Trump. That's it. That's his majority. But because there are so many other splinter factions now, look at the Republicans can't even agree among themselves as to what to do. Democrats sure can't agree among themselves what to do. So that shows the fractionalization.
The Democrats are not the issue. Don't you find it interesting that the conservatives and the Republicans are at each other's throats now? Don't you find it interesting that much of the newsworthy disapproval being shown to Donald Trump is coming from his own party?
I don't find it. I find it compelling. I don't know if interesting is the right
interesting is
word
a mild
for it because
word,
they're shaking
worthy of our talking about it.
Yeah, they're shaking up the status quo. The Republicans and the Democrats. Let's face it, Washington is up to its Mickey in corruption. The kinds of things that get done. I've said many times on the air, it would be kind of cool if the members of Congress were required, as NASCAR drivers are, to put on their jackets who it is that's sponsoring them, who is paying for them to get reelected. And that's where...
Congressman right. with decals all over.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. But that's what's going on. It's the same stuff. So... at least Trump isn't beholden to any of these people in that way. Maybe he's beholden to them for other reasons.
Is he possibly beholden to Putin and the Russians?
Maybe. I thought it was kind of funny. I think I mentioned this when he, after the meeting, or he had two meetings apparently when he was there, and he leans over and he says, okay, did you do it? Just like that. Yeah, you know, there's a certain amount I don't know what the right word is. There's a certain amount of release that comes from him in his kind of direct way. It seems a little foolish sometimes and sophomoric. And then you could say, well, the fate of the world hangs in balance. And you could say, all right, so what are we going to do? Here's the turn on that, Michael. The North Koreans, again, this past week, shooting up another ICBM to test it. They now have the ability to reach Hawaii, apparently, with some kind of missile. So the Hawaiians this week have started. Remember when we were kids, we had the Connell Rat alert, and we'd go under the stairs in the school to hide in case there was a drill, in case there was a nuclear war, and we get hit with a nuclear bomb. We were told to go hide in the basement in the boiler room of the school. And so now in Hawaii, they're doing that sort of thing. They're training people. They're starting an educational process as to what happens if a North Korean ICBM blows up Hawaii. Everything gets blown up. Everything's out of proportion. Everything's crazy,
right.
And you can feel that frustration among people who are thinking that the news media is overcooking whatever their criticisms are of Donald Trump.
I think the problems are far deeper than the news media overcooking their criticisms of Donald Trump. Now, this is a media show, and we're talking about the media.
Right.
So it's appropriate. But I have to step back and for the record, say I think that the media's coverage of all of this is one of the least important parts of it. In terms of cutting back regulations, and in terms of clearing the thicket and draining the swamp and all of those terms, you don't need any one particular person to do it. You need a mindset. So the fact that Donald Trump is doing all of that is cool, but anybody could do it if they really wanted to.
Yes.
It's not like he has any great specific skills to do that. Where Donald Trump is failing is his ability to do what great presidents have done in the past, and that is to communicate. Mm-hmm. That's what made Ronald Reagan obviously so held in such high regard by so many factions.
Mm-hmm.
Even McCain is held in high regard by many factions, although some of his actions and speeches and things in the last year have been kind of strange, and maybe it has to do with the fact that he's suffering from a brain disease, which puts it into perspective, because I remember when McCain was one of the most eloquent and reasonable mm-hmm. speakers of all time.
Yeah.
But just to wrap it up before the break, Trump needs to get stronger at communicating and negotiating and compromising and doing the things that great presidents have to do to succeed or they fail. Mm-hmm. And cutting back regulations is not enough.
No, it isn't. You're right about that. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
Every week, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together for an hour going through the items of interest, the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine on Michael's staff. They talk to the stations, the program directors, the people who are on the air. It's really a great list. You can check it all out at talkers.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends. Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Politics and people. That's what goes on a lot of News Talk radio stations. Discussion of political machinations, political realities, the left, the right, that sort of thing. And here at your service and on your side is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories and the people list that you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen. With an outrage, I really am upset with you, Michael, because you missed something extraordinarily important to people in America this week.
Oh, my gosh, I apologize. What is it?
It's Kid Rock making an announcement that he's running for the Senate. And apparently, people say, oh, this is a hoax. Apparently, it isn't. Apparently, he wants to run for the Senate.
What does he think he is, a Donald Trump?
Can you imagine?
I mean, Good heavens.
He's running against Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's a Democrat in Michigan. So who would have thought, looking at Kid Rock, first of all, that he'd be a Republican? I suppose you could say that about Sammy Hagar and...
There's a lot of the old rock Gene and roll types, Simmons. A lot of the old hippie types have become conservatives and Republicans. Right. You know, the length of your hair or the wildness of your dress and lifestyle no longer necessarily relate in a ratio to whether you're left or right, Democrat or Republican. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So you can't judge a book. You can't judge a political book by its cover anymore. But Debbie Stabenow, I know her. I've met her a number of times. She's a friendly woman, nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's okay. She's been there
a long time.
Maybe it's time for a change, but is that the change that we need under the circumstance? What I really thought was the big story of the week was The Rock saying that if somebody asked him, he'd seriously consider. I think somebody's already asked him, actually, would you run for president in 2020? And he also was serious in his answer. Yeah. Yep.
He could win because he's got a very, very engaging personality.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I would vote for The Rock.
You would vote for The Rock?
Oh, I. Where do I go?
Well, you go to the polling place
at
the right time.
Of course, I'm kidding about that. But the fact of the matter is...
Did you vote for Rock or you didn't know where to go to vote for him?
I was just saying that as sort of like I was being flippant. But the fact is that I do believe we are entering the era where we will see more celebrity types get into politics because the line between entertainment and politics in the media has become so blurred as to be almost non-existent. Look, we've had celebrities run for office before. Do you remember somebody named Ronald Reagan?
Thank you.
And you know, oh gosh, I'm blanking, but there was a song and dance man of that era that ran for Senate in California and won.
George Murphy.
George Murphy was a United States senator. He was a song and dance man.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan was a big B-movie actor. He never really had superstardom. He was famous.
Everybody knew who he was.
Everybody knew who he was.
John Wayne. Yeah.
Right. As a matter of fact, between his career and his running for office, I think he had little jobs as the host of the General Electric Theater and
Death Valley days.
Right, things like that. He and he was on the game shows a lot. He hustled to stay in the media.
Yeah, right, stay visible.
But let's talk more about that after the break, huh?
You want to?
Yeah.
I also want to talk
about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I know that because you're that kind of guy. But we want to stick to what the issues are and what's on the front page and the inner pages at talkers.com, where you can see the list of the stories and the people. Also catch up with Michael's Up Close and Far Out. We'll talk about the podcast this week. I also want to address a question that has come up when we were being flippant about Donald Trump and his remarks regarding the French president's wife. I said when we were talking, we mentioned Natalia Vasilevskaya-Mangalangalanga, the lawyer Donald Trump met with. I asked if she was attractive, sort of as a flippant remark, which may have been taken seriously by some people. We'll see what that brings us in a minute.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Summer. It's all about freedom. Endless days, throwing out the rules and having whatever you want, whenever you want. In celebration of this no-rules mantra, we've got CEO of MomTrends.com, Nicole Feliciano, here to talk about taking breakfast beyond the morning hours and encouraging you to enjoy it any time of day with easy-to-make, no-muss, no-fuss breakfast ideas. Hello, Nicole.
How are you today?
So how do you do it? How do you break the mold and get breakfast incorporated into every meal of the day?
By making sure you have protein that the whole family loves. For us, it's Smithfield brand. Hometown original bacon, anytime favorites ham, and fresh breakfast sausage.
Got some good meal ideas for us?
Avocado toast, an egg, hometown original bacon, and also some anytime favorite sliced ham. Another trend that we're absolutely loving is the breakfast bowl. Steel-cut oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, a sunny-side-up egg, and we put in Smithfield bacon and cubed ham. Quick and easy to prepare.
So how do we find out more?
Head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media to get even more ideas for using breakfast for all of your meals with the family.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Quick question, how many calories are in a Big Mac hamburger? One of the changes required by the Affordable Care Act of 2010, known as Obamacare, was that restaurants would have to start posting information in their menus about calories. Yet more than 7 years after that law was enacted, the federal agency responsible for enforcing it still hasn't finalized the rules. If you've seen the calorie information at a restaurant, it's been provided voluntarily or because the city or state required it. Some experts applaud the delay of the federal rules and question whether posting the information is really effective or just another costly regulation. A year-long study in the state of Washington, where calorie labeling is required, found that fast food customers didn't start eating healthier. Let's be fair, new rules might not change our eating habits, but they'll cost restaurants more than $1 billion to implement. With summer carnival season in full swing, I'm just glad my funnel cakes won't come with a calorie label. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
From Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio media, the new talk media. Podcasting is getting into the act big time. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, along with me, Doug Steffen, every week, going through the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks who work with Michael at Talkers Magazine, the people who are on the list as well. So Clint Eastwood is another one who would have been a star. We were talking, just joining us, about politicians who have been movie stars or prominent in other fields. I suppose Al Franken might be cut from that cloth. Yes.
Al Franken, yeah. Al Franken, yeah. Made it from a comedian to an author to a radio host to a U.S. senator.
Right. And to an annoying recipient of an award from Talkers Magazine. All right. So I said something under my breath that is worth a moment of our time, because some people are sensitive to these sorts of things. And I wonder whether there's anything that we can say. Almost anything becomes a point of controversy or could be taken the wrong way. When we were going through the list of the people, you mentioned Donald Trump Jr. and the lady lawyer that he met in Russia. Mm-hmm. Took, as the president said, he took a meeting with this lawyer, and I asked, sort of under my breath, whether she was attractive or not. And the remark came as a result of us having just mentioned a few moments before that the comment that Trump made about Emmanuel Macron's wife, and whether that was inappropriate or whether, just if
yeah,
I say under my breath.
Your statement was in context to that being an issue that we talked about, that the Trump boys may have a weakness for female pulchritude.
Can I look that up?
Now, if you had said, "Yeah, I wonder if she's attractive," and we weren't talking about the subject of Trumps and women, yes, then it would have been like, "What the heck is that about?"
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, if it was out of the blue, then yeah, it would be politically incorrect, subject to criticism that you are sexist and that you have your head stuck in the 50s or 60s.
Really?
But those who tuned in the microsecond between it having been discussed as an issue of importance and then the random remark from Doug, it was connected contextually to that subject. Therefore, you are not guilty of political incorrectness, but rather of being very funny and provocative in a satirical way, totally in accordance with the rules of 2017 parlance. How's that? Yes. I sound like John Daly from What's My Line?
Yes, you do. All right. And people say, huh? Who's John Daly? So let's bring it back around to the present time and all of these things that are apparently on people's minds. I think the Jane Sanders thing, Bernie Sanders' wife, that has been, has that been overdone? I understand that she's been accused of, and there may be some wrongdoing, but do you know what it's based on? In fact, what is that? What is the speculation based on? What did she get out of whatever deal they're talking about?
Not much.
It's not clear to me that she got anything,
not much. Hey, all I tuned out on it after the first read, when I realized this. First of all, it really doesn't have any bearing on anything going on today. It's just gotcha stuff.
Right. It's gotcha stuff. That's exactly.
Yeah, it's gotcha stuff.
Yeah. It's gotcha stuff. Yeah,
I wasn't even sure who Jane Sanders was.
Well, I said that before.
Who's Jane Sanders? You know, she's that great-looking wife of Bernie Sanders.
That's it, right? Yeah, there we go. Looking. Mm-hmm. Right. So he's like
she's in great shape.
Little hack.
Beautiful.
I don't know that she really is, but anyway, that's a subject for another time.
But that was what Trump said. He said, "You're in great shape. Beautiful."
That's what. Yeah. Right. But she's not. Well, there you go. And this is the time when we ought to have a third party here to save us from ourselves, because I'm thinking that, according to the measure of Trump and the boys as to what's attractive, as we were talking before, this lady would not be considered attractive because she doesn't have that look.
If I were you, I would not go further with this.
Really?
I don't even say who it is you're thinking about. I don't want to know. I don't even want to be a party to that.
Okay. So I guess
you're going to bring in somebody and say they're not attractive?
I didn't say that. Well, I just said it would depend on who's measuring. And a lot of the women that I think are attractive, you may not think are attractive, and vice versa. The women who are listening could look at pictures of us and say, "Oh my God, those guys look
letters all the time from women who say they saw my profile on social media and want to date me.
Really?
Constantly.
What does your wife say about that?
I could have my choice of hundreds of them.
Hundreds?
Hundreds of women send me letters. I saw your image on social media and I'd like to date you. Please click here.
Right. And then you get a virus. All right. Enough of this silly stuff. I don't know where we are.
You were going to go down some dark road.
Well, I was the Shia LaBeouf thing and the amount of money, amount of attention that we pay to things like this. I'm not finding fault with your list, but I look at these things and wonder, because you're just reporting what is obviously going on a lot of these programs. Maybe it's summertime. I'm not sure what it is. But why in the world would anybody pay any attention to what Shia LaBeouf is doing, what he has done? So
because it's
privileged.
Fascinating.
Why is it fascinating? It's a
come on.
No, it's annoying.
Come on, don't. It may be annoying, but it's great video. It's great footage.
Yeah,
we love to see somebody.
Why do we love to see stuff like that?
Because we're wired like Homo sapiens. We're wired that way. We're gossipy.
Maybe then
curious
we should
animals.
Give over to the apes. Maybe this should become the planet of the apes. Then.
Well, from what I hear in this new ape movie, you root for the other species.
The other species?
Yeah, you root for the apes.
Right.
But I look, you and I are right at the vortex of this volcano, of this tornado.
Yes, we are.
What's important and what's not important? What constitutes valid topics to be talked about? You said something interesting. You said, I don't mean to be critical of your list. Well, we're just the messengers.
I know this list. That's why I said that.
Every time you say, I think this is not that important, I say, well, this is not a list of importance. This is a list of what's being talked about.
Right.
And if people find it interesting to talk about, then that alone makes it important in a certain way.
Yes.
So why is it important that a celebrity is shown in real life on video being a ranting racist jerk?
Lunatic. Yeah.
Because it gives us insight into the human condition. Mm-hmm. It shows us. It shows us behind the scenes of the media factory of the show business. Veil, the curtain that separates fantasy from fact. and that you shouldn't believe media images. That I mean, what was her name? What is her name? Reese Witherspoon was caught on video being stopped by a cop and saying, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who?" Like somehow she's a privileged, you know, princess, and not subject to this. And not subject to the traffic laws. And she, of course, apologized for that because it embarrassed her. I find interest in this, not more interest than the health care plan, not more interest than the immigration reform situation, not more interest than taxes and things of substantial importance to human beings in terms of what the news is really about. But on the human level, I think that all of this plays into interesting conversation.
Yep. I agree, and that's what we're here to discuss. We are discussing what is being discussed. We'll talk about, well, before we leave this list, I did want to spend a moment talking with you about the China-North Korean trade deal, and more importantly, what has been found this week. This is all serious. We've been kind of silly.
You used the word they were cheating. I made a note of that. You said that North Korea has been cheating on the sanctions, as if they're supposed to play by the rules.
Well, they're supposed to play by our rules.
That's by our rules. We're sanctioning them, and they're going around it, and they're cheating?
Isn't that outrageous? That's outrageous. The Chinese apparently are helping them.
Oh, shock.
By sending money in trains and on boats, going in and out. They're doing trade deals, but they're paying four times as much for the material, and some of the whatever the money sources seem to be questionable. So they're one of the reasons that it doesn't look like the ruling family of North Korea is suffering any is because they're getting plenty of help from the Chinese. The Chinese, of course, not going to admit this or don't want to admit it, but apparently they've been caught with their so-called pants down. And now we understand where the money's coming from, these missiles, because everybody keeps saying there's nothing. North Korea has nothing. Zero. And so where's the money coming from to do these missiles? What I want to know is, why have they bothered, if you're going to give them money, why don't you just give them your missiles? If the Chinese, just give them the missiles you've got. You've developed all the missiles. Give them the missiles.
Well, this is China's way of slowing them down, too. Yeah. China, you don't think China sits there and goes, oh, how wonderful North Korea is. We love them. We want to do everything to help them. China has a problem with North Korea.
Hmm. Yes.
So so it's to their advantage not to get into a hostile battle with them, obviously, but not to necessarily roll over and do everything to help them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes international diplomacy so interesting and such a fragile art.
It is an art, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Craft.
Yep. You get into that international stage of diplomacy and you don't know what you're doing, you're in
eaten
big
up.
Trouble.
Oh, yeah. You get eaten up. All right, we're going to pause for a moment, and then we're going to get inside the manager of the radio. Well, I'll let you explain the discussion of media and what's going on in Washington with these hosts that are coming to town. They've been invited by the White House. And then up close and far out, you're into the mind of Rick Unger. You can explain who he is in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review. This is the list of people who are on people's minds, if you will. The folks at Talkers Magazine reviewing what's going on in talk radio programs with hosts all around the country, doing a survey. And so this is the list as presented by Talkers for this week. At number 10, Justine Rizchik. I think that's how you pronounce her name. At number 9, O.J. Simpson. Number 8, Jeff Sessions. John Huntsman is at 7. Bad Vlad, Mr. Pukin Putin at 6, Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner tied for the 5th position, Donald Trump Jr. is in 4, John McCain in the 3rd position, the old fossil Mitch McConnell is in the number 2 slot, and the controversial President of the United States, Donald Trump, is the person on the top of the list. No surprise there. That's the way it looks. Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Maybe you're asking yourself, Who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car, at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A lot of us are upset about a new report on how little American students know about our country's history and government. Can you believe that less than a fourth of graduating seniors know how their government works? But more frustrating, even fewer know the most basic details about our country's founding principles. It's tempting to demand better curriculum and testing on history, civics, names, and dates, which are important. But we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that the survival of our unique American concept of self-government depends on educated citizens understanding and defending these principles, not just knowing facts. Teaching these principles was the reason public schools were created and still should be their most important purpose.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. The stories, let's go through the list so that we make sure there are no questions. Sometimes we get a little in our discoveries, the couple of hours that we do this program, we don't necessarily stick to the script, if you will. So a couple of times during the program, I've got to remind people of what actually is on the list. Number 10 this week is sports action. Number 9, the shooting in Minneapolis. Number 8, the debut of Game of Thrones for the season. OJ, number 7, the Clinton campaign scandal. Number 6, that's an editorial comment. The end of the Syrian arms deal is number 5. John McCain has cancer, number 4. The approval rating for the president is 3. The investigation of Mr. Trump is number 2. And the health care plan discussion, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show. Some pretty interesting. It really is fascinating to get what's on people's minds. So that's the list. You know, we could spend all of our time here, Talk Radio Countdown show, talking about whether it was polite to make reference to the looks of another woman. I was just sort of following with the president's lead. Would you say that would Kara, who's Kara Schellen, who's in the control room in our studio in Washington, would you look at a guy and say something about him as to his attractiveness, his quotient, as guys, as we're talking here, a man talking about a woman? Have you ever, among your circle of friends, looked at a man, or did you consider? Would you consider it impolite to look at a man say, wow, that guy's a stud?
I think I would look at him. Would I say it to him? Or I think of it in terms like this. If a coworker's husband said something to me about my body, I would give him a weird look and think it was weird. And I wouldn't say something about a coworker's husband's body. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's weird that Trump said something about her.
Well, but, in general, men, the boys' club, does that. And the girls' club doesn't. That's what you're saying.
That's not true.
I think that women say it amongst each other, but yes. I don't know if they would go and say it to someone.
You're hot.
Yeah, I don't think. And that's the thing. It's a professional environment, and for them, I think it should be a professional environment.
In
and
that
I think
circumstance.
It's,
yeah,
yes,
that,
and
yeah.
So I think that's odd to say it in that kind of environment.
All right, 60 seconds, Michael, on Up Close and Far Out this week. Who's Rick Unger?
Rick Unger is the former head of Marvel Entertainment. He was Spider-Man's boss for many years, a real animated film pioneer who happens to also be a political pundit. And he does a show, Steele and Unger, with Michael Steele, former Republican committee head. It's a left-right debate show on the POTUS channel on SiriusXM. And they believe in civilized left-right debate. And it's a fascinating conversation about everything from Spider-Man to Trump. And it's at www.upcloseandfarout.com. Thanks, Doug.
Right. And Donald Trump will be starring in the next Superman movie, in case you didn't. I mean, the Spider-Man movie. Flying between the buildings in New York City. It'll be cool. 50 minutes past the hour.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trends, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings, super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get four times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to MomTrends.com.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And now, continuing with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, teaches law and how to get around it at Bar... No, he doesn't really teach that.
How to get around it.
Right, exactly. Well, when you see things like this story from Minnesota, this woman shot by the police officer...
Yeah.
And the continuing focus on police, they're good or bad, and the people who attack this situation, you have no respect for the police, which is nonsense. I don't have a lot of respect for authority because authority is there to preserve itself. And I don't find that to be intriguing nor self-serving. Anyway, so here's this young fella, been on the job less than 2 years. I can't make heads or tails of this, and neither can anybody else that I know.
No, and of course, one of the big issues is, you know, here they had uniforms that had the body cameras on. Now, I can understand they hadn't even left the car, that they had not yet turned those on. However, I want to hear an explanation, and particularly why the dash cam was turned off. So, you know, these are things that we have in place to help monitor for the benefit of everybody, including the officers. And they're glaringly absent in this, and this story really needs a great deal of explanation to find out what went wrong. Because you can't get much more serious than this.
No, not really. And it does feed into the people's skepticism about the police.
Absolutely.
It just does.
Yeah.
And why, and you know, the Baltimore thing with the planting of evidence, that sort of stuff. And again, anytime you criticize the police, those who are on that side, you have no respect for the police. I don't have any respect for this kind of stuff. Why should I?
And, you know, there are represented police officers, been on opposite sides with them, and the good cops want to weed out the bad cops just as
much.
And to say that there aren't any bad cops in there is ridiculous. And then to demonize law enforcement is also ridiculous.
Right.
So, you know, just as the great Bill Belichick said, just do your job.
Right. Exactly. All right. Have you seen the lady that he's been living with the last 10 years, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just wondering.
And she's doing her job. Okay.
Yes, she is. I hope she's doing a fine job. So speaking of doing a good job, O.J. Simpson, this has got to be the number one legal story of the week. with his...
Thank God he's going to be out there now to be able to find the killers. I mean,
right.
His search was set back 9 years.
You know,
O.J. Simpson killed his wife, his former wife, and Ronald Goldman.
How can you say that? He wasn't convicted in criminal
court. He was found not guilty, where the burden of proof was beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty, and there were problems with the manner in which the prosecution brought the case. In a civil case, he was found responsible, meaning he did it. And I don't think there is any way of looking at the evidence without seeing that. That being said, despite the fact that, my wife said keep him in prison because he killed these people, that had nothing to do with this. And he deserved...
Oh, come on. Of course it had. He got caught and they... threw the book at him because he didn't get convicted.
Oh, absolutely. What I'm saying is for the parole. There is no question that someone who had committed the crime that he did regarding going in and getting back his memorabilia, there is no way that person would have been in prison for 9 years. This was just a way of getting back at him. But he deserved parole. He's out. He had better. Remember, parole is not a get out of jail free card. And if he has any violations, he can go back in. And I do remember there was a period where he had a few traffic dust ups with people. He's going to have to be your basic model citizen. And hopefully he will.
With that in mind, how does a state, this is a sort of legal entangled legal inside. How does it work that a state can say yes or no to a felon or somebody who's been in jail to live? They're asking Florida for permission for him to live there. Why? How?
It's because of the fact that he is on parole. They make conditions for the parole, and that can be one of the conditions, whether he is allowed to leave the state, and if so, where he can go. Of course, one of the reasons he originally went to Florida was a reason that a lot of people who are in trouble with civil lawsuits go to Florida, is they have unlimited homestead protection. So he was not the first person to take whatever money he has and throw it into a huge home in Florida and avoid people collecting against him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got $250,000 a year retirement, but there are things that are sheltered so that the Goldmans can't get at it, obviously. So that's an interesting, we'd have to pursue that legally and how that works at some other time, because we're out of time here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal opinions on the charts from Talkers Magazine on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236. 36.